Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing, fucking bullshit edition.
I'm Zell.
I'm professional podcaster.
Oh, Richard. Yeah.
As some people were new, we're in the Discord. You already know Dan quit the show. We've gone too right wing, so we've brought on Dan's right wing twin, Richard. It's like Bizarro Dan.
Clean cut. Ultra right wing, actually.
So it was evil Dan the whole time with the beard. So far, it's gone. This is good Dan.
This is good Dan. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Party of Law and Order, Dan.
Oh. Yeah. Someone's Maester Richard.
There you go.
Maester Richard.
That was a hit, actually. I haven't heard Maester Dan.
Yeah.
Wow.
The spreader of secrets. Just polar opposite. It'd be good.
Let's make it.
Was it good? It was worth it. It was fun.
Yep, it was fun. Oh, first things first. How to calibrate a metal detector. If you have a fucking metal detector, you pull out something that's metal and you put the metal detector over it, and if it fucking beeps, it's calibrated.
Are you sure?
So, no, it fucking works.
So what you're telling me then, is if I use my ghost hunting thing and it goes off for a ghost, it's calibrated.
It's a ghost. Yeah.
If there's a ghost there and it beeps on the ghost and you know it's a ghost, then yes, it works.
See, I knew it's Dan calibrated. Was full of shit. Thanks, okay. Richard.
So all we need
I don't know
ghost.
To calibrate a metal detector. I just made he's not gonna listen to this.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, yeah, he'll never listen.
he's always listening for anything we say.
Honestly, that's
anything
the only
when wrong, I'm Dan's there.
When I miss a show, the only reason I listen is because I'm like, what did these motherfuckers say? So because I'm planning my retort.
Oh, and then you just have to listen to the first 15 minutes where we spend most of the case file talking about you.
Just talking shit about you.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's usually the go-to. We only had a couple people ask if you quit the show this time.
Only a couple this
only
time.
Only a couple. A couple people messaged, did Dan leave? Yeah. I just say, gone. Yeah, he's done. He's
actually,
quit.
He's fucking, he's quit.
Left. Yeah. He's done. Anything time anyone asks me any kind of question now on socials, if they're like, does this happen? I'm like, yep, that's exactly 100%.
He does.
I am not helpful in the slightest.
Nope, not one bit.
When asking any questions. Yeah, it's been, we're going back. We're going back. The show's going to get popular again because we're going back to our roots. No facial hair, Dan. Fat Braden.
Conspiracies, L, big time.
Yeah.
Everything. Nothing unturned. I don't believe a single thing anymore. I'm coming back around full circle. But I mean, the last couple of years were fucking crazy.
Oh, dude. So,
life crazy.
In the last couple of years have been busy and tag on the most insane like 5 months for everyone in the last 5 months.
Bananas.
Like just literally every life change possible. Other than Dan.
I mean,
it's
all part of growing up though, boys.
Growing up.
Goes.
Yeah.
Can't slam 14 beers 3 times a week anymore.
Oh, God.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a couple.
Yeah. Braden's fatty liver says differently.
Hey, listen, you can't have a fatty liver if you don't go for the ultrasound. All right.
That's right? Fair.
Yeah.
They don't know. They don't know what's wrong with me.
That's how it works. He's a medical mystery.
It's a mystery.
Yeah. Today I was just looking, I was like, holy fuck, both these kids are mine.
Oh, it's weird.
Two kids. I'm like, God damn.
I know. Someone let them have sex with me. Like, that just doesn't make sense.
Twice.
Dude, one kid, after the first 3 or 4 months, I found to be pretty easy. Two kids.
It's hell.
It's hell.
It's hell. It's hell. There's no
Andrew,
way around it.
I don't know if I can tell the story, but I'm going to tell it anyways. Sure. Andrew sent me a video. It's a cute video of Niall and Bowen playing, and like Niall's like rocking Bowen, and Andrew's like, ah, you can hear like the nice, like, ah, dad noises. And then out of nowhere, Niall just absolutely, it looks like he swings him by the head into the side of the couch as hard as he can. And you just hear Andrew go, whoa, too hard. And the video cuts instantly. I was like, what happened there? I was
like, he got completely horizontal in the air, like head first. Just
chucked
like,
this poor kid. I was like, oh my God. Yeeted
the kid into the
head. Oh yeah, just yeeted him. It was the best perfect cutoff to the to the video.
Yeah. I took spinal. Yeah. I had to take C-spine precautions after that.
Yeah, I was like, holy, kid's taller now. Lane Mendel is asking the chat, hey, Lane, thank you for donating to the show. Appreciate that. He wants to know, how many guitars does Zell own? Not enough.
I own probably five, but only one matters. Just one. I only play one. I have a SG, a Tele. I have a Fireball guitar.
Oh, that's fun.
I got it at the liquor store. I'm a bass player. I used to work at the liquor store, and the Fireball rep came in with the guitar. It was supposed to be a raffle.
And you won it?
We won that guitar. And then
listen, sir, you've bought all our Fireball. Just have
you're
it.
Our number one. Yeah,
they owed
customer.
Me for all the years.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then I own a Ibanez. Just a shitty one, little Geo, and a couple bullshit acoustics. But I only play this.
I think it's going to get loud in here, boys. Just
get loud?
I can hear it coming already.
I also wanted to run this guy past you guys. Like, listen, I know pod trips are hard to come by, but I want to get into a new racket. You know, like I am looking for side hustles, and I've invented a game, a new yard game. And my hopes is that you guys will come and help me do the test.
But I'm not playing Beard Arts 2.0 with you.
No. It's not Beard Arts.
Beard Arts is an awesome game, though.
Dude, yeah. It's called Holes. Okay? So before you guys get here, I plot out my property line, right? And then I mark these spots for holes. This game's called Holes. Every 6 feet, right? Yeah. And then what we try to do is everyone comes and we try to dig as many two-foot deep holes.
I'm not building a fence for you, motherfucker. All right? It's not happening.
What do you mean?
Straight line. Wait a minute.
Not doing it.
And you can block the other people's holes, right? And then you got to move somewhere else to do more consecutive holes. And whoever has the longest unbroken chain of two-foot holes is the winner of holes.
You're rewarded with plain panels where you get to drag the panels.
No, first concrete mixer.
You know, you could literally write a book on fucking manipulation. I'm serious. Like, you're a Jedi. You have Jedi mind tricks with that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Tom Sawyer over here.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's phenomenal.
You know what it is? Fucking lifelong of trauma and having to lie till you die.
Yeah. Been there.
People have fucking beacon my guitar collection. That means must buy some more.
Yeah, that's someone's saying rookie numbers.
I mean, I could buy guitar. Ooh. I also bought, like, I got tons of audio gear. That's the problem. I can't decide. Every piece of audio gear would be a guitar. So I don't know. I could have 8 more guitars if I would have just bought guitars. What, amps? Okay, well, I only got 2 amps, too. I got a Fender Supersonic, and I got a Orange Rocker Verb MK3. Those are beauties.
Listen, you don't only have to ask Zell questions in the chat.
Yes, there's you do. That's the rule of this. Just me.
But, and this is a public stream? Do we say this is going to be a
this is
public
stream? Everyone, not just Patreon only. This is everyone who still follows the show or can see the show on social media who got the message.
All 12 of you.
All 12 of you, yeah.
Which we have not done in a while, right?
Yeah, no. It's been too busy.
No.
Yeah. I got some ideas. I got some ideas for
let's hear them. Let's go
for shows. Test them. Because listen, our reels, some of our reels, listen, we put a stupid reel up that has nothing to do with the show, 2 million views.
Yeah. I don't know what is a reel.
Those are the sets that like the short videos on Instagram. We're shorts, okay. YouTube shorts.
Some of our videos have got 2 million views.
Yeah, the guy with the toilet seat on his head.
Oh yeah.
Saying he was,
but that wasn't us. That was
lady him. Seat here.
He's got the star power, mind you.
And then we posted a video, like a UFO video. Like fucking
UFO. It's a fucking plane.
Yeah, it's a plane. Like, obviously a plane. I was like, what is this? And it was so many views of people like, you fucking hoaxers. I was like, that's the joke. Like, we're the alien theorists. We know what it is. But it's too hard to hear.
You didn't know what it was, I think, at first. I think you were legit thought it was UFO.
Me?
Yeah.
No, no. I knew
exactly. I thought it was UFO.
This guy
first.
He's an expert.
Yeah.
Zell. Self-proclaimed fucking expert.
Hundreds.
Here. How
hundreds
dare you?
Of videos from MUFON.
That's what he thought it was a UFO. Convinced at first.
I guarantee you he thought it was a UFO.
How else do you become an expert? How else do you become an expert on UFO videos?
Brain, you cut out.
Brain, we can't hear you, buddy.
Besides watching.
You're gone.
Fucking audio's out, bud.
Thank Christ.
It's gone.
Is it back?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's back. Yeah, now. Yeah.
What'd you do?
I don't know.
It was good because you couldn't defend yourself. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it's fine. I knew I had both videos. I had the one video that looked like a UFO and I had the other like arena video ready to go. But I was we'll see, get traction.
Stop backpedaling.
And I posted for ShotFact, and that's what it is. So, but anyways, so what I was thinking.
400,000.
He thought it was an alien.
Yeah,
please.
Sure. Insane, right? And it's like, post a clip of the show, it's like
100.
Four likes. So it's like, we're just like in an impasse of like, what do you do on social media to fucking hook people in?
I don't know. Social media has taken a fucking dive in the last couple of years.
What do you think, Zell? Like, Zell said he knows.
I know.
Let's see. What is it?
He knows.
Blue knots?
Thongs.
You can post straight up porn on Twitter
right? We have to change the rules. Naked, using AI generated bodies to look better than we are, and just wear like a fucking Borat banana hammock in every video.
Sure.
You can do that.
That'll get, that'll get the wow factor. That'll be the hook. Like, who are these fucking guys? Jack bodies in the Borat suit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not. We're not at all.
No.
I got one of those suits. Someone gave it to me.
Someone gave it to you. Yeah, okay.
Either that or we just need, I mean, if we lived here together, we could do content, video content.
But that's I'm not moving in with you guys. It's too much.
I got a spare room in the studio here.
You just want live-in babysitter.
Let's make a pod house. It's just four families. Well, it's Dan and his Gundams and three families.
Hi, we're the divorced dads. And we have a content house for 35-year-olds.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That would be so sick.
We drink early. We go to bed early.
Awesome.
I'm pretty sure that they've tried that. Wasn't it they had streamer houses for a while? Like they had a bunch of streamers
TikTok
get together
houses and streamer houses. Yeah. They got the whole
thing. Those are for like 20-year-olds.
Yeah. But 20 to 28, that's your market right there.
At least we could do UFO contractors in the house.
That's it. That's how we get fucking big again.
We just live in the house for contracting the whole time.
Yeah. It's good.
There you go.
That's right.
Did you hear that, Dan? That's a good idea, huh?
Yeah. We went over that idea.
Oh, we talked but when you left, we talked about it at length on a power hour. We planned out a season.
Nuts and bolts.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. It's good. It has legs.
We're ready for a pilot.
Yeah.
I'd tell you take any blue collar job and you take UFOs or ghosts and you smack them together and then you have a Discovery Channel.
Dude, next time you come here, Brayden.
Yeah.
We'll just get GoPros, wear them on our heads with a little lav mic, and we'll just film it ourselves. We could sell it.
Dude, I'm telling you, they film tires with the iPhone. We could do it with an iPhone.
Yeah, and it doesn't look bad. It looked pretty
good. There's a lot you can do with video in post to make it even look even better, as long as it's high def. Yeah.
So
everyone gets a little GoPro or even their phone. Yeah, attach the phone to your chest or fucking helmet.
Can we put
a significant amount of the budget's going to have to go into Carhartt, though.
That's gonna be all the budget. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, buddy.
And it's got to be brand new clothes for every shot. Like they're never.
Yeah.
Let me put on my Carhartt boots so I can chase them.
No. I got the genius idea. The whole time we're shooting the pilot, everything's still got the Mark's Work Wear World tags on it. Right? It's like hanging off, so we can return it after.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
Not even hidden. Every shot, every turn, you see the tag dangling in the back.
Yeah, we should see if we can get Jimmy Barnes to let us use Working Class Man as our theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's...
Yeah, I'm sure he'll clear it.
It's big.
No problem.
Is Tires a good show?
No.
Not really.
No?
It's okay.
I mean, it's entertaining. It's got like funny bits in it, but it's...
Just throwaway show, put it on in the background.
Oh, yeah. It's great for that.
So... Like since we're talking about like changes and things we like can tweak with the show, what if we did a public live stream once a month on a Monday? With thoughts on that?
Let's do it.
We're doing a public one on Sundays, aren't we? Wasn't it public?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why don't we dedicate one of the Mondays to that? Like, I like that idea. Yeah,
that'd be an idea.
And, you know, doing like a dedicated case file once a month, like a big meaty one, and then adding in your Foley and like,
well, part of the problem the last 6 months was last minute topics and not enough research. Maybe not enough research, but maybe not enough vetting sometimes. But we should do that.
Yeah, sure,
we'll do
it. Andrew's and then we Green Bob.
They've all been banger cases.
But listen, the fucking Green Bob, that had substance. You guys just didn't put any fucking effort into it. You guys didn't do any research. I enjoyed it. You didn't give a fuck.
I thought it was funny. I knew about it. I thought it was pretty good.
You didn't fucking put in any work, buddy. That's
what do you mean Ty didn't put any work?
And then you just try to put it on me. That's fine. It's fine. It's a good topic.
There's always a scapegoat.
We've talked about way worse than the Green Bob.
Nowhere near.
I thought it was really funny.
Valentine's cryptids
is the worst case file by far. Yeah. It was so bad. I almost wanted to delete it from the feed.
Get rid of it.
What are you drinking there?
Piss jug.
So nice.
It's sterile. Yeah, I like the taste.
Yeah.
So one of the things I was thinking about doing is like, you know, I would say like we have standout banger episodes that like people love. Like, why, if we, for social medias and stuff.
Yeah, from like 2016.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pre 2020.
Ah, nah, man. Dude, people love Atacama Alien. That's a good one.
No, there were.
Feels like a long time ago.
The last year.
There's
hasn't
been a few good
many.
Ones. I just can't remember what they are. They all blend together now.
Yeah.
Well, it's been 400 fucking.
If I look back, I guarantee I can find some funny ones. Like from last year.
Oh, yeah. So, well, they all, dude, what is the fucking, what's the Italian aliens ones again?
Oh, that was the green one. Joe Simonton's pancakes.
No. The one where we have the standoff.
The 9 foot tall lizard people.
The one where we had the standoff.
Oh.
Yeah, you take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy. Zanfretta.
That one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, hilarious. Yeah.
No, I like that when we would vet them a little more and then you guys would like brainstorm a little skit. Doesn't have to be much.
That's why I put forward doing a big meeting one like that once a month. Like, cause then you can literally like, I would love to be able to read a fucking book to get ready for case fall. You know, like actually get,
buddy, we're going to have to do a case fall fucking proper. every two months.
Well, that's fine. As long as you got pictures. As long as you got fucking pictures.
Lane, cheers again, brother.
Lane rules.
He says, play more D&D. Listen, we love playing D&D.
We're gonna get back to the D&D.
Yeah.
But we gotta hash out the main show because this is a question. We got a public stream here. So we've done a bunch of different styles of shows. We had the classic ATT with the Randomatron and Space News, which we kind of trimmed it out and made it a little more streamlined. But those are segments that still live. I think we just kind of got bored of them. So there's room to bring them back. Do they come back to the main show? Do they come back in mini shows? Do they come back? Like, because doing a full case file with research and everything at this stage of life is doable. 100%. We've been doing it and we can still do them. But yeah, a one big, big, meaty one a month. But then there's still 3 more weeks. We got power hours, which we love to do.
I got to give a quick shout out.
Put them in the
quick shout
fighters?
Out to my favorite MMA fighter watching. Robert Hernandez, Green Lights.
Is that Slick Rob MMA?
Yeah, Green Lights,
yeah,
baby.
I watch that guy's videos on
Green Lights, baby.
Instagram. The guy's a fucking beauty. Guy's got hands.
Here's to the mama's boy. I think it's a good idea. Okay, how about this? How about here's a pitch. Here's a strange pitch. Okay, we do one big meaty case file. We pick a topic. And that's going to be the fucking, this isn't anything in set in stone. We're just brainstorming ideas. What if we did something like this, where it's like, so once a month, we do a Randomatron episode. So it's like, maybe this month it's my Randomatron, where I'm bringing just a fucking random topic or something that you guys have no clue what I'm talking about. Right. So I can pitch it to you, theory, a story, whatever that my heart desires, whether it be a conspiracy, and you guys are growing, and that could be the Randomatron, is like, yeah, like no one knows what it is, right? Or is it just better as a short segment?
It just seems
segment.
Like a case file that only one person does research for and the rest of us.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't mind that at all. It could work. The case file would have to be light and easy to follow and bounce.
Totally. I mean, one meaty one, then we do one theorized one, and then we could do one live one where we do that. And we could do a few different fucking Randomatron ones where it spits out a few and just do it like the Power Hour Randomatron type episode, right? Where it's just light and fun and we joke around. And
well, and honestly, space news, I mean, people used to always joke fucking because I'd always, the joke was auroras, no auroras. But, you know, I've said this on other shows and I think I talked about
Captain
it on Cosmic Channels.
Specificity. Isn't that every Thursday already, Braden?
For what? Space news?
Your random solo case file.
Well, I don't do a case of those. No, those are the people's case file. I don't do shit. I sit there and go, crazy. That's wild. This is a crazy story. That's a crazy dream you had. I mean, fan picks again. Like, I mean, we basically still have a list.
Fan pick was supposed to be Patreon, $10 or more. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to do the fan Ron Pond pick. We used to do that. For some, I don't know why we stopped. Did we delete it? I have no actually.
We don't
no
have
idea.
Anybody on Patreon anymore.
Yeah, <That's> we had two people voting. It's me and Dan. Yeah. We can never decide. The book encounters. I mean, listen, I have more UFO books now, so like we could do a UFO case file of the week.
I got those. I got stacks of paranormal books now too. I got cryptid encyclopedias, all that.
Yeah,
sort of
so we could. I think something like that would be. Would be fun. But like with space news, like the Aurora jokes we used to make, like now that we know more, like, I mean, when we started the show, I had no idea. But like when we started the show, we were in a solar minimum, like the height of the solar minimum, like absolutely zero solar activity. And like we are just entering solar maximum. So it's like the chances of auroras, as many of you watching probably saw, it's all time high right now. Like there's good chances all the time of auroras. So I think we could bring back space news. Maybe not as long as a segment. Maybe we try to trim it down to like, you know, some auroras and like if there's one cool article. Because I think sometimes we.
It's got to be. We got to stop it right there. The rule of space news has to be it's something else interesting. And then maybe auroras, because auroras are auroras. Like,
well, no, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. It's like it's got to be there has to be a cool article.
Did we
guess what? Sometimes
get past the fucking Van Allen radiation belts and send a guy back to the moon? That's space news, you know?
Yeah.
Is the Artemis mission ever going to be successful? Will they ever get the fucking what's the capsule they're supposed to put between the Earth and Moon? I can't remember.
That's space news.
That's space news. See, that's what I mean. That kind of shit. And then if there's auroras, you tag them on.
Rockets exploding. There's rockets exploding like every other day now.
Yeah. Could you expand space news? Yes, stuff that happens in space, but also if there's just some really cool news story, like some new high efficiency fucking EV battery that charges by fucking...
There's a lot of space news now. We have the new telescope up there. Like, there's always stuff popping up actually now. Like, it's a lot more.
Oh, Hysteria 51 stopped by. I've said that it's the Orion craft. That must be the orbiter. That makes sense. It's like right between the Earth and Moon.
Yeah. The galaxy is on Orion's
belt. Orion's belt. There it is. The kitty.
Did we ever get info on the rockets they shot at the sun during the eclipse?
Holy fuck. Someone said Braden's no longer the hot theorist anymore. Congrats, Dan. I was the hot theorist.
That's what I was thinking because Braden was like, Braden saw me with my bear chamber. He's like, I don't like it. I was like, you don't like it because you're not the hot one anymore.
Dude, look at Dan's jawline.
Hold on.
Look at Dan's jawline. Look at this fucking guy.
Hold on, we're chiseled. 8 years in and I was the hot one? You guys just took a huge ego shot. Huge ego shot.
We voice out that. That's why you're
it's unbelievable.
It's all sex appeal, buddy. The first place is just your great look.
Sorry.
Buys, tries, and pretty eyes.
Yeah,
man.
That's true. That's true. All. Yeah.
When we started the show, you were jacked and training for your new job.
Yeah, and then I got fat.
And then you got fat.
And then we were more popular than ever. Then I got skinny again, and now I'm getting fat again.
The weight of Braden is the ebb and flow of the show. The heavier he is, the better we do.
That's fair.
I'm putting on Patreon supporters right now, so jump on. For
more
every
fat we can put on
for
Braden's
every
liver.
Supporter, I put on a pound.
My 7-pound life.
Well, hey, listen, we got an
Braden
in.
Braden was meat draw Braden. That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, listen, there's no meat draws here. To be honest, I would go to them. Fucking meat draws are the fucking best time in the world. You know what? Someone asked, where's Byron? We should really send Byron a fucking mic and box. I have an extra mic and box. We just send him one so he can fucking jump on every now and then.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
We have to give a beer salute to Byron because he actually is dead.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, good. He's moved to Airdrie, Alberta.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, he might as well be fucking dead. He's dead. That's it.
Now they moved for family. I don't blame him, but goddamn, Airdrie. Rest in peace, Byron.
That sucks.
You don't know where Airdrie is. It's just outside of Calgary.
No.
Just a little flat piece of junk.
I think anybody knows where it is.
No, yeah. No one knows where it is, and that's why he's dead, because he's moved there to die.
I've been there. Wasn't happy about it.
I've driven past it. I've never actually been there. But no, Byron, he wanted to come on for one more before he left, but he's living in Vernon for like 2 weeks, then he leaves.
You know what? Honestly, I got a spare mic. I got two audio boxes sitting here. He's got a computer. For sure he does.
Got an Xbox.
Does he not have a laptop or anything?
He's absolutely got nothing better to
do
as well
now. Many
living
in
fucking Airdrie.
Yeah.
Byron still somehow gets, with two kids, still plays like 12 hours of Call of Duty a week.
Oh, I knew that. Mm. I knew that.
I've still got buddies that play like 4 hours of video games at night.
That is, man. They must be great dads.
Dude, I did 2 hours last night. It was amazing. I was beating back the Lords of Hell.
Mind you want to know what those guys, Zell, you want to know the difference is? They don't fucking do this.
It's
that
true.
Probably
this,
helps.
Yeah, yeah, if we didn't podcast or play music, then I would have tons of time for video games. Something had to give, and video games was the easy choice.
Sports and podcasting get in the way of that shit, I imagine.
Couldn't Byron get a cheap Chromebook? But I don't know if Byron even knows how to work any type of streaming stuff. Annoyed.
The only thing he knows how to do is a didgeridoo. That's it, and a boomerang. That's all that guy knows how to work.
He can't sing, that's for sure. Byron is...
He's the worst bard ever.
Yeah, I fucking Pantagandus.
Pantagandus is
the
king.
Show.
Yeah, he's the best bard.
Yeah, I mean, we could have made a character that was suited Byron.
Probably in retrospect, that probably would have been a better idea. Some outback.
Yeah, just some fucking hillbilly rogue or something.
Yeah. Basically just a crocodile hunter, that's it.
We could have just made him Crocodile Dundee of the D&D world.
Made him some kind of ranger.
He can talk to animals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
he only fights with a fucking hunting knife. Terrible damage though. It's like 1d4.
Oh boys, I want to fucking pick new characters so bad.
It's
you guys want
knife.
Me to blow you up?
It's a knife, but it's called a knife.
Yeah, I've been thinking about blowing you up for years.
Yes, blow me up. I have a way better character in mind.
I don't. I'll be the same character. Just coming back.
Just Fjord again. Different name. Yeah.
I'm Fjord's brother, Bjorn.
Bjorn. He called me Baby Bjorn.
Have Mr. Conspiracy come back with beer bribery. Listen, Mr. Conspiracy doesn't need any more beers, all right?
Yeah. Not coming. He's not coming back. We invite him. You get to have a place ready, he won't show up.
He's honestly had a place since the show started. He lasted one episode and then he barely ever came back. Maybe he did a handful in the first 20 or 30 and then like once every 40 or 50 after that at Christmas.
And then only Christmas episodes for 3 years.
I did like the old segment of where in the world is Mr. Conspiracy when we started.
Well, except now he's here. He's like, I know where he is. I can drop a pin drop where he is.
We should have never stopped the joke of him. We never knew where he was.
Mandela, we shouldn't have given him such a cool nickname.
He never came back.
We should have stole that nickname from one of us.
We should have all had nicknames.
Yeah.
We fucking blew it.
Blew it.
These are real names and stuff.
Hey, you know what?
Cool nicknames.
We're doing the new ATT. We could just change our names.
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
I'm trans fat.
I mean, you have your title says mongoose right there.
Yeah, that's true. You got a nickname.
Yeah.
Dan Rancher. Dan, this is Richard. So
it's Richard.
He's got a nickname.
I'm gonna be Dick.
Maester Dick.
Dick. Maester Dick.
Maester Dick.
Dick Maester.
Dick Maester.
Dick Maester.
Dick Maester. Yeah, that's a good fucking name.
Andrew is Hamcox.
Hamhocks?
Hamcox?
Hamhocks.
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 Hamhocks? Hamhocks.
Hamhocks. Reverend Braden?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I forgot. I am a reverend.
Well, he's also Craig.
Where's my... I don't know where that certificate is. I should post it up somewhere.
Oh, Dragon. Oh. Yeah, your name's Dragon. That's right.
Oh, yeah, Dragon.
Yeah, but you called yourself Dragon.
Self-proclaimed Dragon.
That's how everyone gets that nickname. No one's been given that nickname organically.
I distinctly remember you watching fucking season one of Game of Thrones, and when fucking the Targaryen calls himself fucking Dragon, you're like,
I like that.
I'm gonna fucking do that. I like that. That was cool. Name Dragon, not just
see even him gave himself the nickname Dragon.
Yeah, but he also got his face melted.
Yeah,
Dragon,
because people couldn't stand him calling himself Dragon. Yeah.
There can only be one.
Will we get Mongoose Files again?
Oh, they're pretty lame now.
They're a little different.
They're not really as exciting anymore.
Yeah. He's changed fields, the mongoose.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
You get some friend of a friend of a friend.
Yeah, stories. We could probably facilitate something. But that being said, I could, like, they're mongoose files. Absolutely. There's a bank of them. But I think it's going to be a Patreon thing. That's my one concern.
Mm.
I think it should be a Patreon
thing. Names and places and voices have been changed to protect the innocent.
Yeah. I know, I just victims. Now
yeah,
gotta be real fucking tight now.
How about we get the friend of a friend of a friend to actually do it, then you don't even have to do it.
Yeah, we tried that on the live. We fucking
we did.
No, yeah. We had him in. He remember
yeah,
I
we had him in,
I hit his it. Voice and I hit
that
his
was
face.
My, yeah.
Remember that?
I mean, actually getting like a friend of like an actual person.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But then it's like the shitty thing about that is some people can't tell a story.
Yeah, it has to be the right person.
So yeah.
I mean, we could do what we did in the live. I forgot about that. That was pretty good.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Because there's no way to fuck it. Like that's
no way.
There's no way. Yeah.
Anyone would guess who that is.
Oh, weird. Andrew's got to go for 5 minutes. That's weird.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And we the only screen we cover is Andrew's. Yeah. It's just a blurred background. Yeah. I mean, you got that green screen. I mean, someone could set it up.
You mean my fucking cape?
Your cape? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you could set that up and it would be.
You should do the green screen around your body. And then we'll just disappear your body and you just have a head.
Yeah, I'll be like Zordon doing fucking Mongoose Files. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
This is not quite green enough where I could do it right now, I think.
Ron Pond is still alive. Noah's asking, can we get Ron Pond on the show? I've reached out to Ron Pond, crickets.
Multiple times.
I've tried to even just offer to send him a sweater of like a Ron Pond sweater. And he just he just doesn't reply at all. He just doesn't message back. And he's got to be
a busy guy.
He's got to be almost 80 now, living his life in the Yukon.
Hunting UFOs.
I can't. Your lighting is too bad that I can't get rid of your green on your shoulder because it gets rid of everybody. No. We're gone. Bye.
No.
Is this a good look? Oh, you guys can't. You won't be able to see it. You can only see it if you're watching the stream.
Oh my God, Zell, you look terrible.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck.
Oh my God.
I'm going to see that.
That is a freaky shit.
Oh, that is I've terrifying. Ever seen.
You know what you look like? You look like a potato face.
Or a potato head?
Yeah. Look at that thing.
It really gets rid of my last remaining hair, that's for sure.
How come it makes your lips so pink?
Why are my lips so fucked up?
I hate that.
Oh my God.
What is
that? Zell, you look terrifying.
Yeah, you are.
Why are your teeth gone?
Where are my teeth?
Yeah, this is the thing.
Dude, you actually look like that's fucking scary.
I haven't ran a stream in a while, man. Fucking all the power's at my fingertips here. Get rid of it.
All right, so... we do a dedicated, like a big case file once a month. Focus. We, you know, we can
pick it. We spend some time. We fucking hash them out. We do some vetting. We pick them. We get it going. We
put it out to the community.
Yeah. People like theorizing. Add, so do we do
skits? We do Foley. We do some acting. Like we do some fucking
little production.
Dude, listen.
Yeah.
Like, no one. Like, there's a lot of shows like ours. Value. There is. There's
nothing's
a lot,
been more
lot
humbling.
Shows.
Nothing's been more humbling than when we put out on Patreon that fucking audio play and everyone's like, it's, Braden sucks at voice acting. Because I was like, I was,
I didn't want.
I was so. I was trying to dial in so bad. I'm like, I don't know how to fucking act at all. I was like, I was trying.
Hey, I didn't think we were great. That's for sure. But it was our first.
I didn't think I was that bad that people were like,
buddy, if you suck, the people will tell you.
Oh yeah, they told me.
Heard it multiple times.
They told me. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
People don't hold back.
No.
No. Fuck no.
But,
God, no.
I mean,
just got to read our reviews.
This is public. No one knows, but on Patreon, we did like 2 years ago, had plans for an ATT expanded universe where pretty much all the stuff we talk about is real and we were at the center of it. And then there's an alien invasion, all this stuff.
We did a pilot.
And then the last 2 years, life got in the way, kind of forgot about it. But now, like, I've loved like audio dramas and like,
oh, they're so awesome.
And I love doing like the sound and you do put all the Foley in and the sound effects. You do the risers and like add the tension and add reverbs when they go in different rooms and all that shit. Like the sound design, super fun. It takes a long fucking time though. Like to do it well, if there's just one person doing it, because usually in audio, one guy's doing Foley, like editing Foley, one guy's doing sound effects, one guy's doing music, one guy's doing risers. And then you put it all together. But if it's just one person, it's probably around 3 hours per minute of audio.
Wow.
To like, if you, to do it like that one we did that's there was like an nuts. Hour a minute. So it could have been a lot better. So a lot of time. But okay, I'm willing well, to do mind. It. We're I'd love to that. Do it.
That's insane.
So you guys gotta start.
I'm sure you also love your children who you'll never see if you're doing that.
Hey, I have arranged myself so I work 20 hours a week at daytime in here.
That's fair.
So I can I don't miss too much.
But if we do dedicated case file a month that we like we have dialed in with you know some skits or whatever. I mean, and the hard thing is like, you know, sometimes skits don't come. Like, you're like, ah,
you can't
I don't
force
really,
them either.
Yeah, you can't force them.
Yeah. Can't force them.
So we can do some reenactments in those ones.
Yeah.
We'll do like, you know, and that's where the Foley.
Yeah, there's more. Yeah, there's more you could do instead of just like off the cuff
totally.
Skits like that.
But then maybe like,
whereas we're pretty good at, like, I'll be honest with you, we've pulled skits out of fucking nothing.
Nope. Like, yeah, no plan, no nothing.
You know what I mean? Pain. Like, literally, there was no setup for fucking Pickle Baby. We completely made up that entire thing.
Yeah, literally.
There was literally a small blurb of like, oh, and it was sold at a bar or something. We're like, that's all we need.
Yes.
Yeah,
there's a 2 minute
sorry
or five
to burst everyone's
cell phone
spoiler coming. Alert. There is no real Pickle. That was all made up. If you didn't already know, we're full of shit.
We've been selling those t-shirts and there's no Pickle Baby. Yeah.
Bandito Frito, revisit some old case files and find some new lost audio. Could do that. There's probably some you could have done a skit that we didn't, that we could just do the skit for.
Well, yeah. And or even just like back on that is like revisiting old case files, like with new information or digging a little deeper in it and just
if there is
know,
new in, yeah, if there's something with that like something just popped up. Wasn't there something new on Dyatlov passed like last year?
I was just thinking that. That's what I my mind.
A while ago, or
still unsolved.
Yeah,
still unsolved.
How come we didn't do a skit on that one? That would have been a good one for a skit.
That was before skits were a thing.
Yeah, but then
we were
like
way too drunk.
So if we're focusing on a more like a bigger, you know, more focused in, because. Case file, and then it's like maybe then once a month we're doing just a straight theorize on something, whatever the topic is, where it's like coming in loose, you know, like and just your thoughts on it, and then we kind of just expand on each other's thoughts and stuff like that, have some fun with it. I think that might be a kind of a good alternative. The other thing I wanted to kind of broach is like, listen, if you're on our Patreon, you know it's been a fucking dark days for the last 2 months of bonus content. We have bonus stuff coming in. You got Andrew's new PopCon. You've got a Nerds coming up. We got another Daddies and Baddies in the bank already. So there's stuff coming out and there's going to be more stuff. But it's like, if we're doing dedicated, like a bigger dedicated case file once a month that we're kind of focusing into, it would be nice to, throughout the month, use the time we have to also do bonus episodes. So it's like, if we're doing one that's a theorized episode where it's like, you know, it's a little looser, not so much research heavy, just kind of our thoughts and thoughts on a topic or issue, what, you know, whatever it is, maybe we can have something prepped for a bonus content after altogether. Cause we don't get a lot of, even if it's a fucking hour in D&D after. I'm just fucking wild ideas. Wild ideas. Giovanni wants us to do a skit on P. Diddy. He donated $2 to the beer fund. Thank you, Giovanni.
Okay, I'll be Diddy and you be Carl Winslow.
Carl Winslow. Oh.
So fucked up.
That is the best thing I've
Reginald
ever heard.
Bell Johnson, or what's his name again?
Hold on, let me look up some Carl Winslow quotes that fit. Winslow. I would have exploded.
I really want to do more interviews too. People that we reach out to, not people that just email us last minute. And we go, all right, like
someone, not porn stars that are taking coke breaks.
Buddy, he was good. Did the people not enjoy that?
Dude, he was the best. I loved that.
He was wicked. That guy was fun. Rocks,
I'm just talking about like, we haven't really done any interviews, but people do reach out. And we like, but there's people that I listen to or hear all the time that I like, oh, I should make a note to write that down and maybe reach out to them for an interview. Never do.
Yeah.
Like it would be nice.
Yeah, there would be tons. I mean, even other show hosts and
other
stuff.
Other show hosts, like more podcasts.
Next time
crossover.
You're on YouPorn, just write down their names and you can remember to
fucking that would be easy. Yeah. If I could remember to do that.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I did write down one just. Let me see if I'm still in my phone.
It's in the private tabs.
Yeah. Let me find it. Notes. I wrote a note in here that says James Gates, physicist about simulation. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I don't remember who that is, but it's in my phone.
Jimmy Gates.
So I got one.
Okay.
There we go. If you have, if there's anyone you think that would be a good, you think it would be a good crossover, other podcasts, researchers.
Oh, Brohio podcast won't crossover with us. We tried. They wouldn't even do a pod swap with us.
Oh, dude, they're way bigger. No chance they would fucking do that.
Yeah. We got a couple levels below.
I mean,
which is surprising though. I've listened to for research and I don't really.
I wouldn't listen to
that
podcast
personally.
For research. It is entertaining.
Well,
I did
just because we're talking about some obscure topic and I'm like going for a run. I'm like, oh, I'll just search it on fucking.
Oh, yeah. If you just search it,
iTunes and it just popped there. Okay.
Hey, we were neck and neck with those boys pre Spotify day.
I listened to them for about like, 15 minutes and I was like, oh, okay.
Good dudes, though. I like them.
Yeah.
They're not going to swap, though. We try.
We'll
do a shout out.
We haven't had Hand on. We could have Brent on. Sprager. No. Sprague would come on.
We've done show swaps, but we did like an actual.
Yeah, we can get them to come on. I'm sure they'd come on for asking their thoughts.
Roundtable.
Yeah, roundtable. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Boland would come back on in a heartbeat.
Yeah, Ben was dope.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he was awesome.
Yeah. He asked about it a while ago.
Yeah, he was like, anytime. I was like, fuck, every week.
Anytime you want, man. Yeah, that would be good. Now, we do power hours when we just have nothing to talk about. But if we do this way, power hours are kind of go away, which is probably fine.
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense. But then it's like, okay, so we have one case file, one theorized, one interview. We're one short of like, what are we doing that other week? You know what I mean?
Well, there's the meat, like the big case file. There's probably room for an every other week, smaller, regular style case file where we don't have to get as much into it. Interview
stories,
when cryptids
available, cryptids, stuff that's not.
I mean, we could do two parters if if you really want to, if you want to make big things.
That's a, make the leap to two-parters.
Have we ever done a two-parter?
Yeah, a couple.
Long time ago,
though. We've done a three-parter, Gladio.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely, the first two-parter was 9/11 early on, back to back.
And it's like, if you do two-parters, I mean, you do the info heavy first part and then you do the second part.
You could actually do that with interviews. You could do the hour interview about whatever they're talking about.
That's a good point.
Hang up.
Thoughts on what they talk. Yeah.
And then thoughts, and then like an hour 45 theorizing on what we just talked about.
Brent, we're not talking about swaps. We're talking about you coming on the show.
Host, bitch.
Yeah. We don't want swaps. We want you on the show. You and C-Bot. Actually, not C-Bot. He seems like he might be. He's too hard to edit.
He's mean. Sounds like a hard program.
Brent can come on anymore. And give.
Maybe the chat bots are getting so good that C-Bot's a real. He's fucking.
He's always been real.
He's alive. Become sentient.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want you on the show. I think that's a good idea, though. If it's especially, I think we just need an option if we don't have like a long two-parter episode coming up, or if we don't have, an hour after an interview to do our thoughts and theories on that. I think we just need something else.
What if we cycled through like, stuff that we do on Patreon, like we do just a dedicated free show on, let's say, do a Daddies and Baddies style or a Nerds or something like that. And then it gives people kind of like a little bite of what we have on Patreon too. And maybe we can help, be like, oh, you know what? I fucking like that.
Well, that's something I'm going to talk to you boys about after or later, a different time.
After.
The network. Bring back the network talk.
The network, baby.
Yeah.
We were there a couple years ago. It's fallen off.
Yeah,
it's ready to come back.
Yeah, we're almost there. We've got fucking
like there's no reason like Daddies and Baddies. All that bonus stuff is awesome, but yet because there's no doubt about it. We haven't been able to grow publicly for years.
Yeah,
we just haven't. I mean, there's lots of reasons. Just haven't been able to. So maybe expanding. They're not regular shows, right? Like they're not like weekly shows, but they are separate feeds and they all draw people back to the Patreon from different angles.
Yeah.
Something to try. I mean, Cosmic Channels.
We were
back.
Close. Sports Conspirators was good, dude. Fuck.
Sports Conspirators was good.
I brought that back. Fun. That was good.
We could, I mean, the thing that killed us was just timing. Like it's just hard. What if we did, listen, because I'm not doing Cosmic Channels with people's stories, but what if we did once a month where it's like theories. You got theories, we want theories or, you know what I mean? Where we open it up for thoughts on conspiracies or theories or aliens, like the specifics of that, along with other things. Just a thought. I don't know how it would.
Like, I mean, that really is just Cosmic Channels, though.
Yeah.
I thought that was ATT Live for a while. That was what I always envisioned.
Well, ATT Live kind of was... Cosmic Channels. That's what we talked about. But Braden brought it back again. So now Cosmic, like it's its own thing. Like you could do that in Cosmic Channels though, I think.
Well, I mean,
Cosmic Channels was all call in. And then like that was.
Well, originally it was like, no, here, what are your theories on Bigfoot?
Yeah. Very few people.
The first season was like, this week we're going to do Bigfoot. This week we're going to talk about this week. But then we couldn't get enough callers.
What's the topic? Like, there's no topic.
There hasn't been topics in fucking four years. Yeah. people still ask that. They go, what are you talking about tonight? I go,
whatever the fuck you want, dude. Like,
we've been doing it for 4 months now. Yeah, whatever you want. Not a lot of people call in with theories though. Like really, really few, probably like, but that's the hard part though, is because then if you're, sometimes you just don't get calls. That's the fucking hard part of that, right?
Like, it is. And we've also done like the call out on the main feed, why we put Cosmic Channels back on the other feed originally. Because some people are like, oh, I don't listen to Cosmic Channels. It's not my show. I like it's good, sounds good, but it's not my show. So we put it, that's why we separated the shows. Like that's completely different. That's not like us bullshitting and theorizing. And now it's like, it's the show, it's the people's show, right? That's kind of how it's branded. It's the people's show.
Yeah, so it's literally all stories, very little anything else.
Cool.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of a fourth thing just in case, because I think the ideas of a two-parters when necessary, if there's like fact-heavy ones, you know, you get into a skit and stuff like that. I think that works really well, and interviews. But there is, you know, times where, you know, we've had fucking bad interviews, a couple. And I'm not saying they're all bad, but sometimes you get like, remember, who's that fucking guy with those shitty blinds? You know what I mean? Oh, like, that was a fucking shit interview.
Conspiracy, whatever. World's
like, that guy sucked.
Guy.
Sorry, buddy, if you're listening to the show. You suck.
He's not listening.
Yeah, mangled blinds.
I don't know how in this time now, like the post-COVID time where live streaming and video interviews are so common that people still, even Evan Stone, who's a millionaire, he has a yacht, had a terrible live stream.
Well.
Come on. He's a fucking porn star. He's familiar with cameras.
Porn legend.
He couldn't have a camera porn set legend. Up.
And he has lots of production. Like, he has production credits.
Listen, set he up probably a has a camera. Beautiful setup, but the guy was fucking ripped on coke. Yeah, he had no idea. Was allegedly, lucky he even fucking turned
allegedly,
the thing on.
Yeah. Allegedly.
All I'm saying is he'd start to get low energy, he'd turn off his camera, and then he'd get high energy.
Coming back. Woo!
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Vote Stone.
Alleged.
William Jenkins saying, is this just brainstorming? Yeah, we're just, you know, we're trying to, now that things have calmed down in all of our lives and we can kind of like get back to some sort of normalcy, we've been talking about a while for not shifting gears, but like just making some changes to make things better or make things different, spice things up for us too. Like, we kind of get in, listen, you give us a topic, you give us 4 days, we can pump out endless case files.
Endless.
We are a fine-tuned machine, and sometimes it's fun to kind of push out of that fucking groove that you're in, to get into some new kind of creative.
It can get stagnant to do the same thing. I mean,
we've been
doing the show for 9 years.
Like, we did.
You realize that? Almost. We were all recorded the first episode,
almost,
I think,
decade.
In like July, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
That's nuts, man.
I couldn't figure out how to get it live for like 3 months after that. But we recorded it in the summer. That was back when podcasting wasn't as well set up. Now you can.
That was back when people didn't know what a podcast was.
Yeah.
Still, there was only like a lot of people. Joe Rogan and Serial were like the only.
We're early adopters. We're early adopters.
Smodcast. No, we were listening to Smodcast. No,
okay, yeah. There obviously was podcasts, but like they weren't widely accepted or widely known.
Smodcast.
Yeah, like, I mean,
everybody's got a podcast.
Listen, we still have email lists from like Contact in the Desert, so like we can just start reaching out, like just like really starting to start just at David Weiss. Talk about flat earth all the time. Brent's not wrong. We could make a we have an option to make a real pivot here, right?
We could go the other way.
And Listen, Alex Jones's studio is about to get shut down. So there's someone's got to take that space.
Someone's got to fill the void.
Someone's got to fill the void of like, how insane do we want to get here? You know what I mean? Because I'm just saying,
listen, you want to get nuts? Globalist demon baby eaters.
You guys want to get nuts?
Like, all right. If that's what it takes,
Oh, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my mom on the show.
I watched clips of his breakdown.
No, I'll get my mom on the show for weekly segments of stuff you've never fucking heard of.
Can we?
Oh, that'd be rad.
Is this a real pitch? Because I'm on board.
I'm game.
Bet you I could do it.
Is there still money in flat earth? Because I remember that's what we used to joke about, is that like, that's why like guys like David Weiss made that pivot.
They moved on from flat earth. Like, there's another one. I can't remember what
what's
other
the
one
new
is.
Thing.
It wasn't, no,
there's
it wasn't. In,
there's Infinite Plane now, which is now there's like Agartha and all the mythical kingdoms are outside the ice wall.
What?
Yeah. Dude, outside the ice wall, there's like Agartha and any type of mythical land that's been in any fantasy novel or series is part of this, like, it's real. It's all based on this. Yeah. Hidden truth beyond the ice wall, and there's different suns that orbit just far enough away where you can't see the light. You know, light goes forever, whatever, it doesn't matter. But it's a great,
I think flat earth died down after that documentary, and it was like, you guys did your own experiments and disproved your own theory. Like, good job, guys.
More interviews with the most unhinged people, like the without recourse guy in flat earth. Yeah, those are fun.
I don't even know how we got that one on.
someone reached out, his publicist. I think it was him pretending to be his publicist.
Yeah, I think that's what it was too. But it was
ChatGPT pretending to be his publicist.
Yeah, that one was. Yeah,
boys, are we going to take a short beer break? You guys want to keep rolling? And I'm just going to grab a beer.
Take a quick beer break. I'll grab a beer too.
Okay, we're going to grab a quick beer. We'll be back in just 2 minutes. We'll be right back. Where did I interrupt? What are we talking about?
I don't even remember.
Must not have been important.
Good job. All right.
All the
stuff we said out the window. Yeah.
No, I think it's a good route moving forward. We just got to be better at organizing what topic we're going to do.
Got to be better, boys, all around.
Yeah. What kind of theory episode we want to do. And I mean, those are pretty easy because we can do that. There's fucking tons we could riff on.
Riffing is easy.
Riffing's easy. We could fucking riff for 3 hours. No problem. But I do think it would be nice to, if we're moving to a schedule like this, to just to be more efficient with the time we have for recording. Cause like normally we record for, you know, let's just say, we record from, you know, we're in here normally at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time till 10. I know we finished a little earlier. Or if it's like we're doing one hard hour theory.
No, we never finish earlier than 10 o'clock.
No, of course. Never. It's impossible. But what I'm saying is like with that time, like say we have a theory episode where we're like, okay, we're doing this and it's an hour. Like that's what we're trying to cap it at is an hour theory. We have a fucking buzzer or something. And we have something else planned for a bonus content for Patreon episode, like whether that be a confidential or, something else fun that we do. It doesn't even have to always be something we all have to do. It's just use that time that we normally have scheduled to get more, like be more efficient with our time, basically. Double up when we can.
We'll start pumping on content.
Right. Because especially if we want to move to where we're like, we have other shows. And you know what? Like Zell said, if we're going to start releasing these shows as a network thing, you know, I think what we do always is a 10 episode commitment and we just kind of see what gets the best traction. And like what gets the best traction is kind of what you put your most time in. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best thing because it's like, you know, if, say we release Daddies and Baddies and it's a fucking absolute dud, gets zero listens.
Could be.
Zero. Could be. Then we just, you know what I mean? Then we just shift. We commit to 10. We do 10. So it's always a little 10-parter because I think that's a good number to have. And then, you know, you shift on to the next idea. Like it's because it is also fun kind of just mixing up. And I do enjoy like
different
doing that
topics.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Right.
Man. It's like, we didn't even, we hopped on the fucking computer on Saturday, I think it was, to do a Daddies and Baddies. And then we recorded a nerds by accident.
We
started bullshitting and then we started doing a nerds completely unprompted. Like we didn't even,
we did a 45 minute nerds on accident, trying to record a Daddies and Baddies, just talking,
Just bullshit.
And then we're like, oh, we should just in this and use that as a nerds. We did.
Yeah.
Right. And like, I think moving to this way, we can also have it. Yeah. I think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a
double up.
You need numerous.
Nothing wrong with the double up.
Oh,
if you double up though, sometimes you might lose after hours.
Yeah. But I mean,
you're still getting bonus stuff though.
Some nights it makes sense too, because some nights are going to be way better. Like a Monday where like, I don't have to fucking, I'm not working. Mm-hmm. Right. Or I don't work the next night. Yeah. Let's fucking go.
But here's the thing though. Cause I'm going to say if we're doing a more focused in, say topic that we're doing more in depth on, but then we're also doing a theory and we're doing like some comments and stuff like I also feel like those are kind of taking the place of after hours. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, but more in depth. So it's like, do we need to do a half hour of bullshitting after a show if we're going to have
bullshit
when, you know, that do you know what I mean? I think the time, is after hours that worth it where people want the after hours over other stuff?
You want after hours
or question.
Like a directed topic?
You know what I mean? Like
bonus.
I mean, that's a question. That's a question to throw out there. More merch. Speaking of merch, here's a question.
Don't do it.
Don't switch back.
Ask the people.
Because TeePublic, I mean, here's the thing. TeePublic, they have way more selection for you if you're buying merch. We get almost peanuts. Crowdmade does absolutely nothing for us now. So it's like when we first swapped, it was so awesome. And then they just basically turned into TeePublic.
Oh, was the quality worse now?
I don't know.
I thought we switched because quality was better.
The TeePublic sucks.
TeePublic is
their
really
quality
bad.
Sucks fucking ass.
Yeah, TeePublic every shirt so I got bad. From TeePublic
Thanos
after like four washes.
Every single shirt I've ever owned from
them. They just vanish. The wash, they ball up. The fucking sublimation garbage. Washes out. It's not great. But it is cheaper.
Okay, well, so some people are... Bandito's asking where the stickers are. Listen, you got to talk to Silver Lotus on that one. I know what you're talking about. So how about this? Because, you know, Ben Kerr saying After Hours is vital. Bandito saying After Hours is good. Well, what if we did like, you know, on the times where we were talking about where we don't have a part two of an episode or an interview, we do that like a power hour. That's just like, you know, that's when we fill in that After Hours gap with like an hour. So it's like, instead of having that, you know, where it's weekly, it'd be like, hey, have I told you guys this? And it's an hour bullshit rather than.
Could just be just us bullshitting too.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have to have, like we just fucking talking shit.
So yeah. Like just like After Hours, but its own.
Yeah.
Its
like
own
literally let's thing. Talk shit.
A long After Hours.
Yeah. But it's once a month if we don't have a part two or if you
are
don't
you
have.
Are talking about bringing back what's the meaning of this?
Let's fucking do it.
Oh,
sober,
no.
What's the meaning of this?
That's how we get canceled.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what? I would actually fucking just curious to see what that sounds like. I don't think I've ever listened to a case file in fucking 9 years. I would listen to what's the meaning of this just to see where our headspace was back then. Like I'd love
they're on
just
Patreon.
To hear how fucking
you can go listen to
they're like early, like the start of Patreon. They're there.
Oh, I think I might have to listen.
Just they sound
to
like absolute
cringe.
Garbage, hot garbage.
They're just
well, and we probably sound like fucking idiots too.
Oh,
like
we're just so drunk.
Dude, that first summer of podcasting was what's the meaning of this? And then it turned into ATT was unbelievable.
Yeah.
The boys were on
the
beers.
Oh man, we're on the beers. So
well, that was
hard.
Like the first transition of like we're starting to feel too old to go out to the clubs. So it's like
we'd
rather
home.
Drink.
We'll drink
at
home.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, it was the best. That was the best. None of us got beat up.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't go out because I was a liability anytime we go out. So
literally, so, you started a fight every single time.
It's terrible.
Yeah. My mouth is always writing checks my body can't cash and neither can my friends.
Are your teeth still numb at your front teeth? Are they still numb?
Just the gums on this one. On
took a
top.
Couple uppercuts
oh,
one
yeah.
time. And, never regained the feeling.
People say, what's Richard's input?
I'm just happy to be here. I go with the flow.
Dan shines when there's something to be taught. Not maybe where you do not.
Richard shines usually. When we're talking about Trump.
And guns.
And guns.
Guns.
And titties. That's what Richard likes.
Beer.
Thailand.
Budweiser.
Second Amendment rights.
Yeah. Chang's.
None of that Bud Light shit. Not for Richard. Richard.
I think they're back on Bud Light now.
Are they?
Dan's not old. He he took that youth potion. He's still out there clubbing. He actually might have been clubbing recently, I think. Might have been out there clubbing. May or may not have seen pictures of him clubbing.
Yeah, that is true. We have video proof that he was, in fact, clubbing.
Having a good time.
I was sitting down.
We live vicariously through Dan when he goes on holiday.
You had those shoulders going. There's no way you didn't have those shoulders going. I know you. I've seen your stuff. Dan's got moves.
Dan's can move and Dan can sing.
Yeah, that's true. Nice. Two things. And sing, dance, and make romance, baby. That's Richard.
That's Richard right there.
Yeah. Are we going to WrestleMania? Is that happening? Like, is that? I thought that was.
It may be happening.
Yeah.
Maybe
if we can gain the support needed to justify a pod trip.
Listen, buy tickets.
If there's
Las Vegas at the same time,
the tickets haven't even opened yet. But
we gotta be ready.
yeah, they're getting soon. Listen, do you want us to go to WrestleMania? You want us to do a pod trip to Vegas? Join our Patreon so we can afford to go. we'll go because
we also need to be able to afford babysitters as well.
It's gonna be a pod weekend and lawyers.
Need a lot
for when we return.
Yes, Dan. What are your favorite episodes to do? That's the question in the chat. The style of episode. Favorite,
murder.
I think I've always
murder.
Is it not murder?
I usually always enjoy the ones that are that go into like the weird. I was thinking about this the other day, and now I can't even like put it into like words what I was talking about. It was it's stuff where like it's not necessarily like the case itself, but it's something like that has to do with like the culture change or like a shift around that time about like the certain when these sightings or things take place. Like there's interesting little bits and pieces where you're like, oh, this was also happening during that time. Like what was that? Maybe like the stuff that's like context heavy where you're kind of like, oh, this is the stuff that was also going around.
Where you can almost draw a parallel of what's being seen to what's happening in the like.
Oh no! Here it is. It's like when we did the one about the we did the one about like the McPherson tape / alien abduction at whatever. Remember the one that's like the video? It's like the found footage video, and we did that one.
Yeah.
And it was talking about like all the kind of stuff about there about the McPherson tape and like what happened with that video, how it was doing kind of like legal limbo for like a little bit. And then it was actually like the progenitor, like the original like found footage. And that kicked off like the Blair Witch, all of that, the found footage era. Like this was like before all of that. Like I usually like those kinds of things. Then like my other favorites are the ones that are like totally bizarre. Like the freaking, like the Cisco Grove stuff. What the fuck is happening?
It's so fucking weird.
Yeah, the ones that are like kind of like that, they're like, you know, relatively benign, not too crazy, but they're also bizarre that you're just like, oh, these are okay. Like you met some guy with like, you know, backwards facing legs and it's got antennas on top of his head and he says, we're from SETI 5, where
and he hits you with this fucking space gas.
Yeah. And like boom, and it's like, oh, there's also robots that you shoot with fucking arrows. And you're like, okay, yeah, all right. But you know, just the nature of those kinds of encounters, you don't find a lot of them. So it's, you know, so they're few and far between, but it's just like, yeah, like I said, I'm usually happy to be here and it's like anything I can dig into that it's the ones that go deeper than you think they do, where you're like, it's kind of surface level stuff. And then they're like, oh, there was all this stuff like happening under there.
You would
like,
have loved the green blob.
To do with this ending. I thought that was funny. I listened to that case file. I was like, this is pretty funny. I thought it was just pretty fun. Sometimes those ones are good. The ones that are just like really just.
You honestly never know. That's the problem. Really sometimes know. You read it and you're like, because we've
done. I honestly think the case files are what you make of them. So it's like, most of the times I'm like, I can find the weird stuff about.
And we've done ones, I think we can all agree, where we've picked it, we've researched it, and we've all gone like,
yes,
this is going to be a tough one. And then at the end of the episode, we're like, I don't know how we had so much fun doing that one. I thought it was going to be brutal.
Skunk Ape for me. That was a Skunk Ape.
The guy's walking.
I was like, what the fuck is this? And then it was hilarious.
Yeah, with the guy. We're doing his commentary.
The commentary over the video.
That's a Skunk Ape. 100% real Skunk Ape.
Zell's favorite. Whatever was weed heavy.
Yeah.
I don't think there's been a case file where I haven't smoked a little weed. Well, not to lie, because there's been a few months where I just didn't smoke weed for a month. So they're out there. They probably suck though. They're probably terrible episodes. My favorite was that a question?
Yeah.
Zell, your turn. What's your favorite episodes? Dude, I love talking about simulation theory, weird shit, stuff that really we don't know anything about, but for some reason is extremely fascinating. Like we just talked about on a co-conspirators, we talked about that math was wrong.
Yeah.
What's his name? Howard Terrence or Terrence Howard?
Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard.
One times one equals two.
And we had like that kind of stuff where we just talked about like theorizing ones where we're not so much like we're not presenting found facts. We're presenting just our personal opinions. Those are always my easiest to do because I have a lot of opinions, a lot of things.
I get really high.
I get really high and I have tons of opinions and they usually come marbling out of my mouth.
Split haired Chavez, $2. He said, get yourself something pretty with a little kissy. Yeah. Thank you.
I drank all my. I only had two tall boys.
Gone. I think with inflation, we can afford 4 McCormick candy bananas.
Nice.
Maybe not after taxes, though.
Speaking of inflation, my property taxes skyrocketed this year, man. Oh, so bad.
Like 6%, 6.75 like or something. 12. Ooh. Holy fuck. Ooh.
Brutal.
Dude, what a scam.
Scam, dude. You know what? No, okay. Taxes, scam. Of all the taxes you pay, at least your property taxes are paid into your city. And you know, they're like, oh, it says like, oh, school, firefighting, library. They breaks down what you paid. At least they show you what you paid for. Where you give income tax and you're like, fucking no idea, man. Give $40 billion to Iraq. I gave, I don't know what we gave over there. And you have no idea where your money goes. And then it's like, oh, and we also ran a $100 billion deficit of your money. And you're like, cool, I guess.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's another thing is like if we were doing like an once a month, like longer bullshit, we could have segments on that show too, like easy, like space news and stuff like that, like kind of roll that into it. Yeah, it might be.
Let Zell fucking rant on the government.
Fuck yeah. All day long,
what grinds his gears.
I'm deep. I'm
just about what grinds our gears segments.
Have you done a proper banking conspiracy show? But no, that's a good one. The history of like fiat currency and just like,
oh, it's just
a
huge
that's a big meaty one, right?
That's
there.
A good meaty Let's one. Just
dude, like how many failed one. Currencies in the last few hundred years? It's a lot. All fiat, all that we're doing the exact same thing over and over again. So it's just a matter of time before this one goes.
Did you guys see that? Like the craziest shit today was happening in the stock market. I know you guys probably didn't follow. Berkshire Hathaway, A class stock, fucking tanked for like a couple of minutes on the stock market today, like sending, like it dropped like, I'm gonna like $200,000, like in a matter of seconds. Wow. And then like everyone like, fucking caused panic across the markets. And then they're like, it's just a glitch, everyone. It's just a glitch. So then all day it was showing this huge like fucking tank and then come back up and cross. And then people are like freaking out because like they've gone back in and they've deleted that. And they're like, well, isn't that like how is that a glitch if they can just manipulate it after the facts? Like, why don't you just leave it in there and say it's a glitch? Why are you fucking going back and manipulating it, not showing that? Why don't you continue to have that glitch? People are freaking out. It's end times, guys. It's end times. GameStop has ruined the economy.
Okay? It's all our fault.
It's wild shit, man. We could go crazy on finance and shit and all this fucking insane. We could probably do a deep dive even on the fucking GameStop and like AMC conspiracies of like synthetic stocks and how they're like, how basically like big banks have just refused to lose on these insane positions they have on these, you know, short positions.
Dude, the whole like trading stocks digitally now is just bananas. It used to be you actually got a stock, was like a piece of paper, like a share. You actually had to go to the exchange and fucking trade it. And now it's just like, I bought it, I sold it. I bought it, I sold it. No one even knows where the fucking stocks are. They're all over the place. They're just in limbo. And at the end of the day, they kind of filter out. They're like, all right, there we go. Maybe. You're like, okay. Like they just, you just trade all day. You can just trade thousands of times on some of these sites.
Because these one, that one, like something like the banks and stuff, that would be a good one to do. Like a good meaty one, because it gives you like a, we could have some documentaries lined up that we watch and get into and be like, take a couple different angles. I think that would be interesting.
I read when we first started the show and I was really, really into conspiracies, like hard. I read like the Creature from Jekyll Island, which is the history of like the Federal Reserve.
Oh, cool.
And then it just goes through all the previous failed fiat currencies. It's just like emperors were repeating the same thing over and over again.
Was it? It was the creature from
Jekyll Island, which is where they signed the agreement on like Christmas Eve when there was no one there to vote against it. That we're going to go to this weird currency.
Cool.
That's a good one. I think I pulled up the. We have a a running list of case files, and there was some gold on there. I don't know why I haven't looked at it in a while, but it was just someone must have looked at it recently, so it popped to the top of the list. Well, we got to do the Brenda Mines conspiracy for Patreon at least.
Have to.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's got to be a Patreon one. Well, that's a pure theorizing one of like, could they have secret NATO bases?
Why not? Yeah.
Right?
And then we're going to go.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to stop at the gate.
We could call. We could call on the show. We could call. Leave a message.
Dan would love to do the Clinton kill list.
I'm pretty sure you suggested
that. I think that was Dan's suggestion. CIA overthrow of the Guatemalan government. So there's some good.
That's actually on the list.
Operation
CIA conspiracies.
What's Operation Observant Compass? That's on the list.
That's on my list, actually.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at you. This is your list. Topic ideas?
Oh, you're looking at my list.
Yeah.
The topic thing. Observing Compass. I think that was the... Where did
Never
we
heard
put, I thought I we talked about it somewhere.
Jesus Christ.
He shaves his beard. His memory falls out.
Yeah.
The beard held the power, man.
They basically...
Sometimes I write stuff on there. I have no idea.
This is 2017. They spent... around $780 million on this operation to get Joseph Kony.
Oh.
Kony 2012, or was it 2012?
Yeah, so there's some good ones. And that I love to visit like more like ancient places. Angkor Wat, stuff like that.
That'd be a fun one because lots of us have been there.
I haven't been there, but
two of us, 50% of the pod has been there.
Just like the engineering of that place, how it like is like a floating structure.
Well, we could talk about like temple. We could talk about that and like the temples in just Southeast Asia because we've been to like Ayutthaya and stuff like that, like really cool ones. So we could just talk about kind of those structures and how it's like it's weird that they have, you know, there's some striking similarities to other areas. Like going to Angkor Wat and then going to Chichen Itza, I was just like,
we could do machine elves and psychedelics where we all do DMT and record our
Let's do it.
Our experience.
Let me tell
What else? The Smithsonian, all the Smithsonian cover-ups.
I thought we did Antarctica South Pole secret, but we did an Antarctica.
We did the Antarctica conspiracies, I believe.
And that the secret base one is always just the Linda Howe story.
Yeah.
Like it's always her
like the Marines drop into the fucking
John Spartan 476 Halo, whatever. I don't know.
It's a cool story.
John Spartan. Isn't that fucking Demolition Man?
A lot of cool stories. Yeah. It's also, it was him. It was Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. John.
That's where they freeze everybody. That's where they freeze him and
it makes sense.
Phoenix, whatever his name. Mark Phoenix. What the fuck was his name?
No. Simon Phoenix.
Simon Phoenix. Mark Phoenix is the Gears of War
fucking guy. Demolition Man, wicked movie.
It's a great movie.
Fucking wicked movie.
And then John Spartan goes on to become Judge Dredd.
Yes.
That's
true.
Checks out.
Sequel. Judge Dredd's a sequel to
Demolition Man. Yeah, I'd buy that.
Yeah.
I'd buy that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so let's just say.
Oh, man.
Let's say this is the. Do we do banks then on like the 24th? Is that how we kind of work it? We do banks on the 24th?
I don't know. We weren't really picking a case file, but we could like the end of the month.
The problem. We got to plan it, right?
So it's one? Like, talking about the big one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The biggie?
Yeah.
The biggie.
We could do banks, history of fiat currency, central banks, Federal Reserve, not very federal.
I think the thing that it's going to be something where you're going to like read an actual book, like or books, plural, then it's probably going to be need more than one episode.
Well, I think that's fine for that topic. Like it seems
why
like
don't a, we pick, why don't we pick one portion of it to focus
you
on?
You could just
time,
do an episode on the Federal Reserve.
Because like when we did Gladio, like we did Operation Gladio, we did like three parts of it and it's only like one book. Like there was only one book that I kind of pulled stuff from, but
pick a portion of the bank.
Like three or four episodes from one book.
Yeah.
It's the other thing is too, we could always do something like where it's like what systems we think could work or could have work or might work in the future. right? Like
that would be like a good sequel.
Yeah, we kind of get into that of like, okay, well, it's fucked up. Yeah. We're obviously going to talk about how it's fucked up and it's corrupt.
You know what's cool?
What could we do? What do we think we could do?
You know what's cool about that though? Is like we could do that meaty subject, like the bank. And then the next one, that's the fucking theorize. That's what we theorize on.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. 100%. Right.
Right.
But I'm saying is like, so if we're doing, yeah, no, that's a really good point. I think that's exactly it.
But the meaty one though is going to end in our theories, like in the same episode or if it's a two-parter.
Oh, but it's going to be big.
Well, that's what
it doesn't have to be.
Technically,
big.
It is a two-parter though. If the next one is us just theorizing on that.
Yeah. That's what I kind of thought too. It's like if we talk for 2 hours about banks and then the next week, we're just theorizing on what we could do differently, what systems would work.
And then we can kind of like say like at the end of that one, be like, fucking, you know, tune in next week where we're actually going
to, we need to go to a bottle caps ideas. Currency.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it really depends on what.
Works in Fallout.
It depends on what, like if you can talk about the history of like just currency or just the Federal Reserve or just central banks in general.
Well, I think but I think those are two different subjects, right? Like you could do let's do the history of currency and then one's the fucking National Reserve or Federal Reserve.
Yeah, you could go the history of currency gold, like coin clippers, they used to call them. So you get gold coins, you shave off just a little bit. You did that to every coin, then you make a new coin. And now the coins are slowly get smaller and smaller and smaller. So people are like, hey, what the fuck happened to the coins? Kind of similar to what's going on right now. Where's our money?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you could do the history of just banking in general, from gold to digital. Yeah.
Turn
those lights down. Sorry, Jesus. Woo. Seeing all your fucking there. That's better.
Someone's saying that, theorize on why the heck Wendy's has been going downhill.
What are you talking about?
Something's up with Wendy's other than the fries.
They have orange creamsicle fucking Frosties. It's the best it's ever been. Yeah. It's the why it's expensive. Yeah. That's price gouging, but that's another thing. But like, it's, I don't know what you're talking about. Wendy's has been great. Fresh, never frozen.
Balloon knot.
I haven't been to Wendy's in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't eaten fast food.
Fucking love Wendy's. I don't eat there that often.
Their chicken nuggets have gotten worse, though.
I think their chicken nuggets have gotten worse, but I'm still a big Wendy's fan.
I found this bag of frozen like chicken strips at Costco that are so good.
Yeah, they're good.
You put them in the air fryer. I just make my own chicken sandwiches. They're so good. Sometimes I put a little cold slaw with a pineapple.
We gotta stop talking
about
Wendy's. Stop talking about Wendy's. Yeah, stop talking about food.
Okay, we'll talk about Burger King and how they've never raised their prices for inflation.
Yeah.
It's still like the absolute...
because they're feeding you fucking human flesh now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the new CIA fucking MK Ultra. They're just pumping it through fucking BK.
Oh, you're just getting a low dose of something.
Yeah, LSD nuggies.
But I think doing...
That's why you're getting fucking 100 nuggets for 10
bucks. I also think doing some public streams...
I think so too.
You know?
Great idea.
Okay, well, yeah. And that's another topic to talk about because the Patreon live stream has always been the thing. But really no one watches live.
There's like six.
Six
people.
We got to find a way to draw in new people.
So we have to find a new way to do it. But if you do a public... If you make a show public, let's say one a month, then you just got to beef it up a bit. You got to add the production value, graphics, good audio, the intro, the whole thing. You got to do not just like, here's a live stream, boom.
Yeah.
With live stream audio and just send it out to the wind. If we do it, if we're going to do like a public one.
Yeah.
Just like a podcast version where we take the time and we do it right and edit the audio and put it out. I mean, we don't edit out a lot, but just like make it sound more listenable, more enjoyable, more watchable. Because no one wants to just watch our fucking ugly mugs.
Well, I think that's really good for a theorizing episode. Oh, and so what I was talking about like we can almost do three publics and then the one meaty one is like we don't, you know, it might even make more sense if it's a meatier topic that we don't release that as like a public live stream because we're like, it's something that's going to be heavily edited after the fact. but what I was thinking for for social media ideas is like we're saying, like just nothing really kind of hits is if we're doing, you know, recordings where you're like asking a question, like, have you ever heard this, you know, just making one up, the story of Elisa Lam, and you kind of quickly say it. And like, you know, it's more of like a quick infomercial, like a 30-second infomercial within just like, what do you think happened or something like that. And then it does a, like a link to the show, that specific episode, right? So it's like, it'd be a good way to get people to click on good jumping off points for the show for them. You know what I mean? Where you have, we kind of just focus on these jump off episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I thought it might go, because I'm like, yeah, man, it's just like, it's a lot of work editing these things. Fucking lot of work. And then you're like, you know, you post one, it's like 15 views. You're like, what the fuck?
Well, obviously, yeah, whatever we're doing is not, it's good. They look good. Working. They are, I think they're good. There's, for whatever reason, they don't hit the algorithm. There's whatever, yeah, whatever the reason is. So if we can just,
they keep changing the algorithms. Yeah,
just for us, just to keep us on the outs.
Hiding truth.
This is how I'm going to sit from now on. Just almost out of view.
Good luck.
Should I add my filter back on?
You just became the sexiest theorist again.
We can't afford to hire a social media person. Are you kidding me? If there's any social media people out there, you know what's funny? We've had people reach out. We've had people reach out and be like, hey, we do the social medias and we want to help you guys for free. And we're like, okay. And then they just never do. Remember we had a meeting with like that one guy and he's like, we run this social media company and we love to help just people we like for free. And we're like, okay. And then they just never once did anything.
Yeah,
it's weird. Yeah, if any theorists know.
Yeah.
If anyone has more followers than us, Robert Hernandez. How come you're not walking out to Maester Daniel?
Yeah, that's a good question.
If your excuse is you don't have the music, I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll clear it right now.
It has no tags to it. It has no ID. It will never be flagged. It's completely free. It's one of the rare actual free, royalty-free videos, things that are out there, all right?
So Jack Bennett says, get your buddy that does the business solutions.
Keith, help us out, bud. Yeah,
Keith's the only person on social media with less views than us.
He's not helping us after you guys sued him.
Zell said he has to take antihistamines. Okay. Zell,
I didn't say that.
You said
don't put
like
words in my mouth.
No, I think it was Andrew actually.
He does always look like he got stung by a bee, Keith. Just a little bit.
He does.
Good guy, though. Nice guy. I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah, I love Keith. Ghost to me. Never talk to me again. Never return my messages. It's fine.
Hot tub stream.
Yeah,
fuck yeah. Just don't. I could do it.
Oh, I could do it. No, my hot tub's too far away now. I could set it up. I could
use your phone.
That's
good. You got that little like we bought that one mic for Austin. That little plug-in mic. You could use that.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I gotta find that.
Probably fucking burnt with the rest of your stuff.
Yeah, probably it's one of these bins. Yeah, we could green screen ourselves in the hot tubs. Like the water is so nice.
I'll do a steam room. Kiddie pool. I'll put a steam room behind me.
Yeah. Andrew could stream from his fucking sauna again.
Did I stream from there?
I think we've talked before in there. The audience controls the temp.
Yeah, we have
saw style.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, there we go. Hysteria 59. Brent has a hot tub crossover. Perfect. Crossover pod. Hot tubs.
Nice.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Peter from Bloodletter. Big fan of our show. I had him on Cosmic Channel. He did a bunch of music for me. He gave me a bunch of music. And he's from Chicago too. And then, you know, Milbank's from Chicago. We have a lot of people in Chicago area that we could, if we ever went to Chicago, we could, I'm sure it would be.
If we ever chose to go to a colder place than where we live for a pod trip.
Well, that's what I was saying. I was like, we really like going to warm places.
I mean, we could go to Chicago when the Lions play. the fuck?
Go to Chicago in fucking January.
Cool. Oh, yeah, let's go. Buddy, I went to Detroit in January.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I mean, or end of December. Be fine. Just to stay indoors. It's no problem, but
it was fucking cold as fuck. It was awful.
You know, but those the cities that are really cold, they have like, they're set up. Like they have like underground passage and heated bridges and like stuff to stay out of the cold.
Do they?
Not Detroit.
Well, Detroit, cancel that one out. That one doesn't count. Even like Winnipeg and Edmonton have like underground shopping malls where you can like dodge around the city. You don't have to go outside. It's just that cold. It's just terrible.
I like the hot tub crossover. I think it's a good idea.
That, you know what? That would get some views.
That would get some views.
That would. For sure.
We got to set a time up though, because I might have to. I honestly, that's a good one for me, because all I'm going to do is I'm going to work on upper chest and shoulders. So when I'm dipped into the water, people are like, it looks pretty good.
Since when have you given a shit?
That looks pretty good. Because, well, then people will be like, I'll pull a Dan. People are like, oh, I thought Braden was fat. Look at those traps. I've just been shrugging.
What are they going to do when they see your gut fucking floating beside you?
Be on your back?
Just like, just over the
water. Yeah, that's how fat I aspire to be. The comically fat. That's what I'm going for now.
Comically fat.
Like a cheeseburger locker. Like you want the full thing.
Yeah. Full Randy Bobani.
You want to get so, well, you can't get rid of it. You know what? You know those guys who just like, you can never get rid of it.
Yeah, no.
It has solidified into.
You're like, even if you get rid of it now.
Rock hard power.
Yeah, if you, and if you get rid of it now, there's going to be, you're going to have some skin issues.
Oh, you have a tongue. You have like a log, like a stomach tongue.
Yeah. Chicago cold is different. Absolutely not.
Cold. Well, see, worse? Cold. Is it worse?
Is it worse than up here? That's what I think.
Well, like when we were in Detroit, there was the kind of, it was that dry cold that just like cuts through every single thing that you have on. Like it doesn't matter how bundled you are, it just slices through everything, goes right into your bones.
Do the show on the road. We have fucking kids. It's impossible.
We would do the show on the road. Like if we got to the point where going on the road was
financially like made sense. 100%.
Yeah. If it's a job, you can go on the road. It's no problem. Yeah. It's easy. Yeah. It's an easy sell. Like, hey, we sold 400 tickets. We have to go. Then we can go. But if we're like, we're going to Austin to go to comedy.
Yeah. get drunk. And hang out.
It's like a bachelor party kind of. They're like, no, that's,
well, you're not selling it.
So that's why, Kate, we'll book a place.
I need receipts.
We'll sell 1,000 tickets and then we can go.
Yeah. I'm saying
1,000 tickets.
I think, like, I wonder if we, because I remember what Hysteria 51, they were going to do a Vancouver show. They talked about it. They messaged us. I was like, I mean, if we went down there, you know, maybe we could set up a show somewhere with like a couple others, but it'd be like a fun bar show though.
Well, that would be Chicago because that's where the other shows are.
Yeah. Why does it have to be Chicago? Why can't we?
I mean, I'm sure Chicago in the summer is great.
Yeah.
It's got to be. I'd hope.
Mr. Kevin says, live from the little alien.
They go to Vancouver every year. Brent Hand says he goes to Vancouver every year. He's never once contacted us.
Yeah, he did. And you responded to him once.
Yeah, but then he never got back to us.
Oh, well, we're also not in Vancouver. So it's the same thing as going on the road.
Oh, that's, Vancouver's not hard to get to for me.
It's still it's still a week.
Buddy, I'll get that new Hulu ferry. I'll get that new Hulu ferry. I'm there in an hour.
6 hours.
An hour from Campbell River? No way.
It's like
you got to drive 2 hours first.
Oh, yeah, we did say that, didn't we? Fuck, we just forgot. My apologies. Fuck.
Well, I remember the conversation. I remember that you responded.
Got you.
And then I forgot about it, and then we just forgot about it.
Yeah, that's our bad. That's our bad.
We fucked up.
We wanted to do it, too. Fuck. God damn it.
Next Vancouver show, we can make
next
it work.
Next one. We'll make it work.
Vancouver's not bad. We can make it. We can make that work.
Especially a fan expo, like around Fan Expo. That'd be fucking cool.
That would be rad.
Get a booth. If we get a booth, it's business. Even if it costs us money.
2025 live. Yeah, fuck yeah. We'll do one. We'll do one. 2025.
We try to get it. Where were you thinking about getting it?
Live in 25 with Hysteria 51.
There it is.
There it is.
Hold us to it or we may forget again.
Yeah. Maybe hit us with that old follow-up calendar. You know where you can send the calendar invite to the...
weekly notifications?
Whatever. I think it was last year. I think that was when everyone was having babies. So we're just a little busy.
Yeah, it's probably a good reason we didn't go this
probably,
year.
Probably couldn't have gone last year. That would have been a tough sell. Chilliwack. Dude, I'm in Chilliwack all the time, Mr. Captain 93. Who's that?
Chilliwack?
Yeah, I'm always in Chilliwack.
Brutal.
No, Chilliwack's great. What are you talking about?
No, Chilliwack's turned. It's awesome now.
Chilliwack's wicked.
Dude, it's got so many breweries, like awesome breweries and stuff.
I love Chilliwack. I lived there. It was great.
I've only driven through Chilliwack. I've never actually stopped.
Oh, it's fucking like Rosedale fucking stinks, but other than that,
like, on the highway. The highway part stinks.
I don't think we could get the attention of SwearNet. Those guys are too big. They're huge. Yeah, they're enormous.
How's their new show? How's Tradies?
I haven't seen the fuck.
I haven't watched it. I'm scared because Trailer Park Boys was so good that.
So good. Everything else that they've done is kind of like SwearNet wasn't fucking great.
No, they always have that fine.
They're podcasting too. They do have the Trailer Park Boys podcast.
Dude, I remember that was on Showcase. Like, I wasn't allowed to watch it when it first came out. I remember. That's how little I was.
Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah. When it first came out, I remember I'd hear my dad and all his buddies talking about it. And I saw it and I was like, this is funny. I like it.
It's hilarious. Yeah.
Anyway, boys, there's lots of ideas and it's been rekindled. The show is back.
Let's go.
We made it though. We still haven't missed a weekly episode in 2.5, I think 3 years. Almost 3 years.
It's impressive.
Now, one thing I wanted to do before, it's been a long time since I did it. I wanted to mention everyone in the, what do you call it? The Millennia Club. $1,000 or more in the history of their Patreon support. Fucking legends.
Keeping the lights on.
Still at number one, even though he hasn't supported in a long time. Still, Drew Baca.
Drew Baca. Number one in heart.
Legend.
Let's go.
But creeping up in second place is Trent Robertson. Fucking legend.
Let's go, Ooh. Trent.
Are we sure you want to be letting Trent? All these people know they're still...
Should I stop right now?
They're like, whoa, I'm still subscribed.
I Please thought continue to subscribe at your highest tier. No, if these people quit, I mean, they've done more than most. I mean,
yeah.
Third, Eric Molina.
Oh, on. Yeah, Eric. What a beauty.
Ruben Medina. I think he's moved on now, but he had years of...
Growth. He had a hell of a run.
Hell of a run.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Harrison Finch.
Finchy.
Ryan Eckenrot.
Eckenrot.
Mm. Hayden. Travis Thorne. Rhett go. Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
Like Chango.
Stan the man. Chango.
Oh, yeah, Patrick I know
Meyer. Lizard Caveman. Just Let's creeped go. Over the line just this week, I believe. Well, the last member of the Millennium Club.
He's a reptile. He's animal. A reptile.
Legit is.
You guys got.
He's a playable character in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's. He is a fucking. I have some fond memories of that guy partying, going full lizard mode.
Guy partying way harder than us.
Fun.
We felt obligated after seeing him fired up. No.
All right. I guess we're. Yeah. I guess we're firing it up.
And then in the total of the history of Patreon of the show, over 1,900 people have at least signed up for a month, which is fucking. Legends. Every single one of you.
Yes.
AlienTheorist.com. Hit the support tab. Patreon, Supercast. More stuff's coming. As you just heard, none of this is official, but we are working on a whole bunch of new stuff. Just restarting. Kind of has been a low winter for many reasons. But we're back, baby.
We've weathered the storm.
We did it.
Yeah.
New jobs. New kids. Less beard.
We're children of the summer.
Yeah.
All right.
Form better in the summer.
I'm bringing back the wig. I'm going to dig it out.
It's all wig up. And that's pretty much all I had on the little meeting list. Oh, no, wait. Last thing. This is huge. This is really the biggest because obviously we cannot grow on social media. YouTube, we get strikes all the time. Everywhere, nothing gets heard.
We're going to Rumble?
Hmm? Should we go to, maybe we should go to Rumble. I think we are we on Rumble or Kick?
We are on Rumble.
Are we?
Our Rumble numbers? Not
probably
good.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But there's the
well,
one.
Well, we don't post anything to Rumble. That's why.
The most important thing, which when we first started was huge. And I get it. It's kind of annoying to do. Review and rate the show. Boom. That's it. That's the simplest,
oh,
most.
Yeah. We got to start the pushing
best
that again.
Way to kind of trick Apple into thinking that we're a trending show again.
Yep.
Everyone, if you haven't already, just throw a 5-star,
holy
throw
fuck.
A review. Just even just put 5 stars. If you don't want to review, don't want to take the time. Apple's number one. Spotify, click the 5-star. Maybe CastBox has a review system. Not every app does, but if it does, do it. That's the number one way to help the show. If you're not going to get on Patreon, so Supercast, support
listen,
the show.
Fucking or jump on a live stream. Fucking donate to that Super Chat.
Cool.
So if that's what you want to do.
That's what we need. We need those ratings, reviews. Let's kickstart the show. Let's roll through. Let's have a good fucking summer. Anything else?
Yeah. That's it.
That was a question.
Tell your friends and family. Even if they don't want to hear.
Tell everybody.
Tell them. Review us.
Grab their phone. Yep. Subscribe to the show. Review up with their account. Don't even tell them.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. That's a great idea. And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.